Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, May 9th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am Zara Green, your host. My co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., I will bring in just a moment. Y'all, I want to set this show up right off the bat. Listen to this. I want to ask you just a few questions. When you are reaching out for love, is she reaching for your wallet? Do you really love your boo? Or is it really about what he can do for you and buy for you? And why can't you talk about money without going to war with your partner? Well, today's Grown Zone show is a sneak preview of our Grown Love and Money Creating Wealthy Love one-day intensive on romance and finance. It's set to kick off Saturday, May 16th at the Cobb Galleria Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So today we're talking about the three biggest threats to both financial security and healthy relationships. Ready? One, financial secrets. Two, financial infidelity. And three, financial violence. Yes, there is such a thing. So if you're not sure what they are, or worse, you've fallen victim to these destructive money issues, you're going to be so glad you've tuned in. Now, let me bring in my co-host, because we're not going to waste a whole lot of time. We're going to jump right in here. There may be a couple things he wants to say. Come on in here, Alfred Edmond.
I just want to say two things. One, happy self-love Saturday, everyone. I say that every Saturday to get you in the right mindset to treat yourself with honor, esteem, and respect every day of the week.
Yes.
So self-love day is every day, and we remind you of that on self-love Saturday. But also, it is Mother's Day weekend. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, mothers in act as well as mothers in deed.
Yeah.
We want you to obviously not only celebrate yourself today, but again, Mother's Day is another self-love occasion.
It sure
Make
is.
That a year-round thing. Make Treat yourself with honor, esteem, and respect year-round, moms. So thank you and happy Mother's Day.
And however your mothers, because you come to motherhood all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So however your mothers, okay? In fact, I want to do a shout-out to Aprielle Franks Hunt. She did a post on Ebony. If you guys haven't checked it out, she is an adopted child as well as somebody who has adopted a child out. And people who adopt their children out are often forgotten as mothers. And she just brought that thing right back into perspective. So I want to honor you however you came into motherhood and wherever you sit with motherhood today. Okay? All right. Now, Alfred Edmond.
Yes.
Are you ready, baby?
I'm ready, baby.
All right. Because this show, y'all, we're going to teach you how to go from those problems we've just described, of financial secrecy, of financial infidelity, and financial violence, to the solutions we know you want. From financial secrecy to trust, from financial infidelity to fidelity, and from financial violence to safety and security. Baby, can we get started?
Absolutely.
Why don't we go ahead and start talking about the lies first?
Well, because what we're talking about is financial secrecy. If you are dealing in situations where you are not sharing each other's financial history, though you're intimate, you're sharing your bodies, you're sharing your homes. Many of us have procreated, so we're intimate in every other way except financially. But we refuse to share our financial histories. We refuse to share our credit reports that you don't want to share or you don't know where your partner's money is coming from.
Mm.
They don't know where your money is coming from. They don't know what, you don't know where their money goes. They don't know where your money goes. But you are intimate in every other way in a so-called committed relationship. That is a recipe for financial destruction and financial damage, and it's a recipe for relationship instability.
Mm-hmm.
So to get from financial secrecy to financial trust in your relationships, you need to be in Atlanta with us.
Yes.
This is why we put this together. This is not something that we can solve in 20 minutes on a radio show. So you need to go to grownloveandmoney.com because this is what we're going to be addressing. We're going to teach you how to recognize financial secrecy. Then we're going to teach you about what you need to do to either avoid relationships when financial secrecy is a characteristic of that, or if that's in your relationship now and now you're in it and you want to try to work it out, then you're going to need to work out some solutions to how do you go from financial secrecy to financial trust. And this is life-changing stuff, y'all. This is life-changing
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
This is not just about hurt feelings and broken hearts and we had a misunderstanding. This is about families. This is about your own emotional and spiritual health, and it's about your financial stability.
Well, and babe, let's talk a little bit about this because we say all the time that the most important growth there is emotional growth. And emotional growth is a commitment to personal growth and learning how to respond to certain situations and circumstances in your life. And this is the most neglected part of growth there is. People learn how to make money. They learn how to make money. They learn particular trades, or they go to school and have masters and PhDs, or they are on the fast track to earning. So people learn how to make money. They learn how to get more proficient in those areas of money. But when it comes to that very natural thing that we all want, love, they don't get as good at learning how to love and how to mix their money and love. And that is why even with people who earn money have these financial secrecies.
Athletes,
and lies.
And, you know, so here's what I know. Is
I'm
someone,
talking about regular people, nurses, you know.
We're talking about,
everybody.
What I'm saying is regardless of income level, these issues affect you whether you make $20,000 a year or $2 million a year.
Yeah.
The point is, that if you look back over the course of your life as an adult, if not a grown person, as an adult,
yes.
and you recognize where you made your biggest financial missteps,
hmm.
your biggest financial missteps wasn't because you didn't know the difference between a stock and a bond. Your biggest financial missteps wasn't because you didn't understand how credit works. Your biggest financial missteps is usually driven by some kind of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You did it to get a relationship. You did it to keep a relationship.
Hmm.
You did it because you felt guilty, or somebody said to you, "If you really love me, you'd do this."
Hmm.
Or if I really love him, I'm supposed to do that. And all of these myths about money and relationships are mixed up with another factor, which is how you handle money is a function of how you feel about yourself.
Come on, and see, that's what we're talking about. That's what Grown Love and Money is about. Mixing romance and finance is not just a matter of knowing how to earn money and then thinking that you just know what to do. Listen, how you spend your money and how you allow other people to spend your money has everything to do with your level of personal growth.
And self-love.
And we are going to point those things out for you. And if you're coming as a couple, listen, it doesn't matter. If you're coming as a single person, you need to understand this so that you can attract, so that first of all, you know it, and you can know how to attract somebody who is financially at the same levels that you are.
Financially
so that
healthy for you.
That's right. And if you're in it, then you already know you needed to know this before you got here so that you wouldn't have made the mistakes you've made or made a lot of the decisions you've made. And you can only do that which you know. We are going to – look, this is hard stuff, but this is what grown folk do, okay? So come on out and learn how to do this. People don't break up because they don't love each other or because they don't care about what happens to each other. They break up because they don't understand how not to treat each other in those poor ways.
So there are some couples, whether they're married or they're in committed relationships, who do are legitimately committed to one another. They care about each other, but they are constantly at battle because they have built their relationship on a foundation of financial secrecy.
We see it all the time.
And that
y'all.
Financial secrecy doesn't just limit it to your money. It says, I don't trust you.
That's right.
You don't trust me.
And if
and
I don't trust you, then it moves into...
love without trust can't survive.
That's right.
So you need to be at Grown Love and Money, our one-day financial intensive focused on creating wealthy love in Atlanta, next Saturday, May 16th, because you need to commit to undoing this foundation of financial secrecy that is poisoning the relationship between you and your significant other, the person who may be the mother of your children or the father of your children. We're talking about Mother's Day. Some of y'all are going to be very celebratory tomorrow on Mother's Day and then back to fighting over something maybe that night because you haven't dealt with the financial secrecy.
Or they're moving into the next one. They spend in some of the money that is supposed to go to one thing and in order to try and honor you, but it's really bringing dishonor to the relationship.
Well, we're about to jump into the next point. So, but the bottom line is we come to Grown Love and Money on Saturday because we want to walk you through how to undo the damage of financial secrecy.
Yes. So if you want to go from the lies to trust, grownloveandmoney.com in Atlanta. If you are anywhere near Atlanta, you need to get there, okay? All right, moving on to the next one, doll. Financial infidelity. This is where the cheating happens.
Yes.
Yeah, financial infidelity, there is some cheating in the money. Even if there isn't a third party in there, there could be a third party in there. It's not always about a third party, but there is often a third party in there. So if you want to go from cheating in your finances to really being able to be single-focused about where your money is going and you're not being torn in different places about your money, then Grown Love and Money come next Saturday, May 16th in Atlanta. Yes, we're going to keep on beating this because that is where you get the goods. We share with you every week on this show. We want to, in person, be able to address your specific stuff so you can walk away with some specific solutions. Okay? So, babe, let's talk about this financial cheating.
So financial secrecy is about hiding information, but you may not be doing anything wrong. You're just keeping it to yourself. You're keeping your partner in the dark because you don't trust one another, and that trust is undermining your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Financial infidelity is actually much worse. Financial infidelity is that you actually are deceiving your partner about money.
Yes.
You're using it to finance things that are contrary to what you've committed to in your relationship, including affairs or gambling or some type of addiction or something else that you know is unhealthy for your marriage or unhealthy for your partnership or violates the terms of your commitment to one another. That's cheating. That's also when you spend money secretly.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, I use an example often in my radio show on Money Matters or American Urban Radio Networks. I know a person who, when they wanted to buy clothes but they wanted to hide it from their spouse, what they did is they bought the clothes, they took it to the dry cleaners, had them put dry cleaner bags over it, and brought them into the house as if they just got this from the dry cleaners, but I didn't go shopping. And what's happening is the spouse is having a fit because the spouse can't figure out why they can't make ends meet. Where's all this money going? Why are we, you know, constantly missing our mortgage payments? Why are we constantly behind on bills? But because the partner is practicing financial infidelity, they are, undermining the relationship. They're undermining the financial stability of the relationship, and they're lying and cheating and deceiving with the way money is being handled in the relationship.
Yeah.
And, again, that's rooted in something deeper.
Yes.
A person who can't stop shopping, it's not because they need to shop. There's a self-love void that they're trying to fill, and whether they're filling it with addictions, whether they're filling it with shopping, whether they're filling it with shoes, whether they're filling it with cars, whatever they're filling it in with, is causing them to cheat on you financially, even if it's not a third party.
Yes.
Sometimes the person they have an affair with is the shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
The person they have an affair with is the car shop.
Yep.
You know, it's anything that is draining resources and trust.
Or today, with many people, it's the gaming industry.
Gaming industry.
It's those kinds of things, and y'all, those are layers of issues, and we're saying, don't be afraid to look at it, because here's what happens. What happens when you have the courage to look at your situation is that it gets smaller. It shrinks, because you then find out when you get some new information that now you have the tools to really deal with it. The only reason that things get overwhelming and you guys fight is because you don't have the information that's going to bind you together to be able to stand together against the issue instead of allowing the issue to divide you. And we're telling you there's a way. We know the way. We live the way.
But some of you are dealing with real cheaters. So yeah, in some cases, you're going to both sit down and look at the problem, and it's going to get smaller because you'll be united, and there's a healthy relationship between you that can allow you to address the cheating and resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
But for some of you, that problem is going to get bigger because it only looks small because you would avoid looking at it.
Yes.
And that's going to make you have to find ways to cope and deal with, we have a big problem on our hands. You know, when these are things you kind of know are happening, but you're pretending you don't see.
Mm.
Like, why is your partner intercepting the bills before you get to see them?
Mm-hmm.
Why is your partner trying to get to the mail before you get to them so you can't look at the credit card statement? Because there's some cheating going on.
Mm-hmm.
In a healthy relationship of fidelity, who cares who opens the mail? You both are going through these things together.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hiding accounts from you. They're not hiding expenditures from you. You're not hiding anything from them. So a lot of times you know this financial infidelity is happening, and you just don't want to face it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, GrownLoveAndMoney.com, and what we will give you the courage to face it.
Yeah.
We will tell you how to address it, what to say, what to do to protect yourself, how to tell whether this thing is salvageable and you guys can move forward, or how to tell when it's not really salvageable and you need to love yourself and move out of that situation. And I'm particularly speaking to you single folk who are overcommitting financially,
mm-hmm,
to try to get someone to be with you, to try to bind someone to you, and then you get violated. You become a volunteer victim of someone's financial infidelity because of your desperation to secure a relationship. We will help you at GrownLoveAndMoney.com, at Grown Love and Money in Atlanta, May 16th, to work through those issues, to kind of have better financial outcomes, but most importantly, to help you get the love and health, the loving, healthy relationships that you really, really are looking for.
Now listen, we have both a single price and a couple price.
Yes.
And the couple price doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be a couple. If two people register, then you're registering two people for that price. But listen, as you're listening to us right now, you know if you are in a relationship, if you and your mate can come, or if you need to do this thing solo.
Yes, because the trust may not be there.
Be there for you guys to work on it together. And this is not the time to try and convince them that both of you need to be there. If you can, wonderful. But if that person is not willing, that does not mean you don't come, because you need to be self-loving enough to come get the information you need to get, because if you go back and you are able to integrate this information into your relationship, it could save your relationship. One way or another, you need this information because it is a self-loving act to come and get it.
Well, if it's a choice between saving your relationship and saving you,
saving yourself,
we vote for saving you.
Absolutely.
We want to save and change your life. Ideally, we'd save and change your life with the person that you love and both of you, but you need to be committed to coming to Grown Love and Money even if you come on your own, to save you. And I want to double this because it is the day before Mother's Day. If you got children in the house, if you have children who are innocent and are relying on the financial decisions and choices that you and your partner are making, you absolutely need to be there. In fact, some of y'all need to be buying this registration for somebody as a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
Because this, when you know there's some financial havoc, there's lying and infidelity going on, and it's affecting the whole family, this could be an ideal way to start the conversation to give this woman, this mother, some tools to change the situation.
Yes.
Change the situation.
Whew. All right. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a break. But and a money music break. and this is kind of to lighten up the situation, because money and love, mixing love and money, can be tough, as we're talking about, or it can be light, because a lot of you make light of it and create all kind of issues for yourself, like this person right here. We'll be right back. Ain't nothing going on but the rent, she says. We'll be back.
Collectors at my door. What can you do for me? Hey!
No romance with the finance. No romance with the finance.
Boy, nothing in life is free. That's why I'm asking you. What can you do for me? I've got responsibilities, so I'm looking for a man who's got some money in his hand. Nothing from nothing leads to nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Cause life is too serious, love too mysterious. A fly girl like me needs security. Cause ain't nothing going on with the rent. You got to have a job if you wanna be with me. Ain't nothing going on with the rent. You got to have a job if you wanna be with me. No romance with the finance. No romance with the finance. Boy, your silky ways are sweet. But we're only wasting time if your pockets are empty. I got lots of love to give, but I will have to avoid you if you're unemployed. Nothing from nothing leads to nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. Cause life is too serious, love too mysterious. A fly girl like me needs security.
Cause ain't nothing going on with the rent. You got to have a job if you wanna be with me. Ain't nothing going on with the rent. You got to have a job if you wanna be with me. No romance with no finance. I said no romance with no finance.
Club songs And those of you who know me know that I love to dance.
Yes,
and,
Lord,
and
dance and machine.
Clubbing was the life back in the day. So, you know, when it first came out, everybody heard it as a kind of a gold digger song. And if the woman ain't got nothing going for her, maybe it is. If she ain't doing nothing, if she ain't supporting herself, it might come off as a gold digger song. But I always heard it another way, and I want to direct you to a post you can find at groanzone.com, Love and Money, Stop Giving Them to Strangers, Independence.
Mm-hmm.
What the song is saying, one, I don't know you that well, and two, if you're an adult dependent, back up off of me.
Yeah.
And we see too often in the Groan Zone, Zara and I, whether we're watching, you know, court shows, TV court shows, or reality TV, or these shows, where the woman is trying to finance herself a man. He don't have a job. Listen, if he can't support himself, he's not qualified to be in a committed relationship. Doesn't make him a bad person. Doesn't make him a bad dude. But he does not have the responsibility. He does not have the capability or the capacity to be in a committed relationship. And the same is true if the woman is not supportive of herself. You need an independent adult to have independent, mutually supportive, healthy relationships.
Now let me say this. Often women, and I've been there, this is why understanding how to mix love and money,
yes,
is so necessary.
Yes.
Because you don't set out planning on buying yourself a man. And if I'm you, I'm pissed off at people talking about buying themselves a man.
He has so much potential.
It's that you see somebody that you care about who needs something that you've got. See, but if you don't have a standard for how you treat your money and who gets to spend your money, and then knowing the difference between a dependent, a stranger, or a partner, and who has the qualifiers within themselves, the characteristics to be a partner, then what you end up doing from his perspective, if he's a stranger or dependent, then you don't know where he come from and who's been supporting him all along. And you end up supporting a stranger or a dependent who never had partnership qualities. So it's not, for those of you who found yourself in that situation, we ain't saying you trying to buy him. We are saying that much of your money is going toward him, and you need to break that pattern. And we have the tools to be able to teach you how not to do that and to help you understand why your money is being funneled in that direction so you can stop it.
Again, a lot of this is an expression of who you are and how you are. So the truth is, some of you are looking for dependents to get into relationships with because you find security in that. If he or she needs you financially, then in your mind you think it's harder for him or her to leave you. So,
and we ain't saying you consciously know that. We're saying subconsciously that's what's happening.
And we're coming to Grown Love and Money in Atlanta on May 16th on Saturday is where we will work with you to walk you through those issues so you can avoid making poor emotional decisions that affect your money or poor financial decisions that affect your relationship.
Because here's what we're not about in the Grown Zone. We're not about pointing fingers, blaming, or shaming. We're about helping to identify the root of why things are as they are in your life. Because I am very clear that my financial issues and how I spent my money for most of my adult life, I could pinpoint it back to some beliefs that I adopted, and I had to challenge my beliefs about those things in order to make some different decisions in my life or to not allow certain relationships in my life, certain people in my life, and to establish some qualifiers for who would even get close enough, and then to even cut the whole money thing out of the equation. And then, but I had to have the tools to do that. And that's what we want to get you to a point that you recognize how you got where you are so you can cut that thing off.
And this is what the last point we want to make, because this is one of the most impactful, you know, sad things to see. When people are being victims of financial violence, financial abuse, and we want to get you to the point of safety and security in your finances. Financial violence is when money is being used to punish and control you. Money is being used as an act of retaliation and anger against you. When you have an argument and your partner goes out and maxes out all the credit cards That's an act of financial violence. That's an act of financial abuse. When someone says, we are both adults, but I'm going to control every penny, and you are not going to get a penny from these resources unless you get past me. If you're in a relationship like that, that is a financially abusive relationship. And we will, again, at Grown Love and Money in Atlanta on May 16th, please be there. We will help you out of those situations. We'll give you the tools to recognize that you're a victim of financial violence and then to start finding solutions to get yourself out of those situations.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's our show, y'all, grownloveandmoney.com. We'll see you then. Until next time, live and love in the grown zone.
Yes.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to